This is Dr. Oliveros dictating for the 30th of October of the year 2023. David Wankling, the last name is W-A-N-K-L-I-N. This is a clinical case of a 66-year-old white male that has been referred to this office by Dr. Beltre, B-E-L-T-R-E. For evaluation of proteinuria in the presence of CKD38. The patient has undergone extensive evaluation for the presence of the proteinuria. That was more than 30 grams in 24 hours. He has a history of ankylosing spondylitis. And he also has history of surgery in the back. And he has manifestations of back pain. He also has pain in the lower extremities, but we know that he has been evaluated by the vascular surgeon. And as a matter of fact, in view of the presence of the lower extremity pain, the vascular surgeon said that before he did any intervention on Mr. Wankling, W-A-N-K-L-I-N, he needed a cardiac evaluation. The patient ended up having a stent placement. In Tampa General Hospital, five days ago. The patient says that after the stent, he felt much better, stronger, and they think that he is going to need a replacement of the aortic valve. Period. Whether or not this contrast material that was necessary for the cardiac catheterization was going to make an impact is unknown. For that reason, we're going to order a BMP to be done as soon as possible. Because of the presence of the significant proteinuria, we order a workup for glomerular disease. The aneurysm was ordered, and the titer is nuclear 1 in 320 and cytoplasmic 1 in 40. the patient is followed by the rheumatologist, and I am going to encourage the patient to take these results to the rheumatologist so they will have pertinent information. The screening for ANCA vasculitis with myeloperoxidase and protease was negative. C3 and C4 were with a normal range. In the complete metabolic profile, the patient had a serum creatinine of 1.6 and estimated GFR of 47. There is evidence of hyperkalemia with a potassium of 5.4. This hyperkalemia has been present on and off for a long time, and the patient was made aware of the need to follow a potassium-restricted diet. The patient had a hepatitis C quantification, viral load, and is less than 15 copies. The phospholipase A2 receptor antibody was negative. The protein creatinine ratio came down to 881 after the combination of Farxiga with Kerendia. The urinalysis disclosed the presence of hyaline casts. The PSA is normal. In the CBC, there was evidence of erythrocytosis, hemoglobin of 19.2 grams per cent, which is worrisome. And for that reason, we are going to let the primary care physician, Dr. Beltre, know in order to refer him to hematologist.
Okay. And you got his last lab results? Okay. Can I get this? Check out the
The patient has had a hemoglobin A1C that has been satisfactory, 6.6%. In summary, well, I think that the patient has an autoimmune process that is causing the proteinuria. I was determined to order a kidney biopsy, but due to the evidence of response to the administration of Kerendia and Farxiga, we are going to postpone, observe, and if we find a real increase in the proteinuria, we don't have any other option than go ahead with the kidney biopsy. Thank you. The cryoglobulins in the serum were reported negative. The patient has been exposed to hepatitis C, as mentioned before. Following number, the diabetes mellitus that is under control. Following number, hepatitis exposure without a significant viral load. Following number, the patient had a history of exposure to tuberculosis in the past that was evaluated by infectious disease. Following number, hypertension that is under control. Today, for some reason, the systolic is 160, the diastolic 180. The patient claims that at home is much better. Following number, hyperlipidemia on atorvastatin. Following number, history of hyperuricemia. Following number, the patient has a history of erythrocytosis, as mentioned before, that could be related to the testosterone administration that was discontinued by the endocrinologist. Following number, hyperkalemia that is treated. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. I invested 15 minutes reviewing the lab. In the face-to-face, 30 minutes. In the documentation, 10 minutes.